I want to start off with a story. I'm not sure if I mentioned it once, part of it, but today I got the next part, which is amazing. Somebody, this is going back a little over 2 weeks ago, Rachmana Litzlan, he had a stroke. A man had a stroke. And the wife, I know the wife, she's actually had a story years ago with a family. And she called me up. She called me up a couple of times. It was like mamish, life and death. She called me up. I finally reached her. Thank you, Rabbi Menashe. She called me back. My husband just had a stroke. What should I do? And mamish, he's in the hospital. He was slurring. He wasn't talking. She was worried. So we started talking, and we came to an idea. Moitzi Shabbos. Now, he probably had the stroke that week. This is going back 2 weeks ago. So not Moitzi Shabbos of Purim, the week before. Basically, almost 2 weeks ago. I spoke Moitzi Shabbos to the family. I have a big mishpacha, many, many children, all married. And Baruch Hashem, and a lot of, I think, other people joined. They told me there was a lot of people listening. I was inspiring them. Baruch Hashem, many, many of the family started learning. I told them to do the Blue Book, the Daily Companion. Many started. On Wednesday of last week, I got a message from a family friend. She said the family was inspired. They started doing it. On Sunday, somebody called the father in the hospital and started telling him things. He couldn't talk, but the father in the hospital. And all of a sudden, he ended off something like, I forgot the exact two words. He was shocked. He was able to say clearly one, two words. Monday, he said another one or two words, and Tuesday, a few more words. That was what I heard on Wednesday. Today, a boy in the cheder, where I teach, he says, I'm a grandson of this family. He just came home. It's a nace. And he's talking. Not perfectly, of course, he's staying slowly, but he's talking. It's a nace. The family knows. It's Mamish and nace. And he was telling me, like, yeah, I'm the one involved in the family. And Baruch Hashem, now he's on his way to Bez Hashem. Hopefully he'll be 100% refuah. And now I'm in the topic of refuah. I want to share with you some stories of chizik. You know, Baruch Hashem, I speak so many stories of hundreds and hundreds of shiduchim. I have over 400, maybe 50 stories of shiduchim. But I also have many stories of refuah. So today, a little bit in the beginning, I want to bring out some stories of chizik also. I mentioned a couple of these stories in the past, but I'm combining it together to show you that if somebody knows, Rachman al some people sick, I don't know, you know, levels of sicknesses. I see people have certain small types of sicknesses or different things. I see mamish miracles left and right. And I'll start off with, I'm going to go back from time, from others to other recordings, just to give you a little feeling. One of the famous stories that I said it many times was from a man who gave me permission to say his name. Is Aaron Gabioff. He's one of the principals in Shagas Arya. He gave me permission to say his name. And he works in Dirshu. He told me, he said to me, 20 years ago, now it's already 21 years ago, he said he had major tzaris with his feet. Mamish tzaris. Couldn't walk straight, it was very, very bad. He told me, he was thinking he's going to go in a wheelchair, Rachman al-Zan, or on crutches. It was very bad. A little while right after, it went to his tongue. The blisters from the feet, all of a sudden, it was on his tongue. Couldn't believe, from feet and tongue, unreal. And he was going crazy. He said to me, he went to whatever he tried to check it out, the tongue, there was no solution. By the feet, he said he got some painkillers. He went through 1 year, 2 years. He said, I went through 5 years of tzaris. You can't imagine. Imagine, can't talk, you can try to daven. Every time you say, Baruch, you touch your tongue, it hurts. And then your feet can't move, so much pain. 5 years he went through tzaris. He told me, somebody told him about learning Chafetz Chaim. So he told me he started learning the Blue Book, the Daily Companion, the one from the art school, which I said many times. There's a lot of other books also, but most of my stories is from that. And he started learning it, and his wife also, but they didn't do it together. He did separately. He did it one, and his wife did it separately. They did it separately. And they started learning it. He tells me 3 months later, the blisters on his tongue disappeared. And then a little while later, I think it was within about a year later altogether, he went to Dr. Preschel in Lakewood. Can you give me some painkillers for my feet? And he says, let me check it. He checks the feet. He says, go dance. There's nothing there. He thought the painkillers were holding the Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter already healed him. He said, I had a total 100% refuah, and I'm doing it now for 15 years. Now it's already 16 years. I've never had a blister again. It's a sakonis of fashas, but you see, it's a chus. You're learning it, and his wife was learning it separate. A bracha. I'm going to give you a mice and then a myriadic stories of refuah. This was a real amazing. This is even sakana. This is somebody who had. This is an amazing story. It's somebody that I know. I'm not going to say, I didn't give him permission to say his name, but his wife, I was working with him in camp, and I went to get something from the house, and his wife said, I have a story, which I said once before in the recordings. She tells me, I have a story for you. Over 35 years ago, I think it was, maybe for sure, yeah, probably 35 years ago or so, my father had, Rachmana Litzlan, something wrong with his liver. He needed a transplant. I'm mixed up with another story. He had the lymph machla. There's another story I want to say afterward. It's called the lymph machla. That's what he had. And he went to doctors. It was big sakana. The doctor said there was a 4% chance of survival. That means one out of 25 people that have it survive and 24 die. And she says that she was a little girl at that time, maybe 6, 7. And her father was called the Manchester Shiva of Segel. And he's still called on the phone. And we were making noise. She tells me we were kids, we were making noise. And he says, everybody quiet. I'm talking to a king right now. That's how he described the Manchester Shiva, who had Ruach HaKodesh, who was a big tzaddik. Anyway, he was on the phone and he tells my father that learn the laws of Chavetz Chaim. And that's what my father did. And my father had a total refuah shleimah, 4% survival, 100% healed. And now, Baruch Hashem, it's 35 years later, Baruch Hashem, he's everything good, Baruch Hashem. And that's one story with Mamish, that was really a miracle, but I'm going to tell you another one. Now, this one is a positive, but there is a little negative in it, you'll see also, because you see the shock. The first one, the person continued. But there was a father called me up. It's amazing, but I told it over today in the cheder where I teach. I asked the boy, should I say this story? It's a little, you'll see in the end of the story, you might get a little like, whoa. He says, yeah, everybody could read, say the story. It's amazing. People get chizik, so I'm going to say the story. I don't know if I ever said it, but I'm not sure. So this family, the father called me up. He left a message on my phone. I have it on my phone. I never erased it. I keep trying to make sure it stays on the phone. He said like this. He even said his name. And now I remember this, but I'm not saying he didn't give permission. This was about a year and a half ago he called me. He said, I have a story for you. I remember the way he said it to me with emotion. He said, I have a story for you. My father, 30 years ago, Rachmana Litzlan, had a liver machla. He needed a liver transplant. Even today, it's big sakonis. It had to be mamish a liver, Rachmana Litzlan. Sakonis nefashis. And I called the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva Rav Segel. I called him up. I asked him. I said, you know, what should I do? My father's mom is Sakonis Lefashas. He said something amazing, which is really, anybody who hears this should start, right away start learning it until 120. He said, if you get all your family members to learn it, every single one, the whole family, the brothers, sisters, everybody there, I maftiach you, as a guarantee, that if you all do it, you will have a one, he'll be totally refuah shleimah. And I called my brothers and sisters. And we all started doing it. And he had the liver transplant. And he had a big success. It was so successful that he was walking in the street as if he was no problem. He never had a problem. It's like perfect condition, perfect health, walking around perfect. And little by little, you know, we stopped. 2 years later, Rachmana Litzlan, the machla came back. And within a few months, my father was nifter. And I was more bothered by something, he tells me. I asked my brothers and sisters, are you learning it? No. Are you learning? Not even one person in the family was learning it anymore. And I got surprised. And he told me, I forgot how he said it in the phone, like he felt, it sounded like he was trying to tell me that he knows. And if he would have continued, his family continued, probably the father would be still living. Now it's already many years when his father was nifter. He says, maybe now it's already 25, 30 years. He says, maybe, yeah, he could be living. And it's true. There's a chus of a person learning it. It changes the person, it changes the din. It's my feel. When I say this over, it tells many people. The feeling when somebody learns it, you become a different person. And then Hashem says, okay. You become a different person. So whatever judgment Hashem had on you, He'll take it off. And that's why it's very important that when you're learning it, don't space out. It's not a magic trick. Somebody told me, oh, I'm learning it, but I don't know what it means. I'm not sure what it's talking about. It's not a magic trick. It's not, oh, 1, 2, 3, I learned it. It's a little bit, read it a little bit, get it into you. Like my neighbor, I said over many times, my neighbor had a friend, Chassidish, a friend, 4 yeshuas. He told him, he asked him, what should I do? He told my neighbors, Menashe, do Chavetz Chaim together with your wife. 45 days later, he had 4 major yeshuas from A to Z. And I said, oh, why? Because the person changes. The wife changes. The family. All of a sudden Hashem says, okay, you're different humans. Now let me check. Oh, you don't need this. You don't need this. You're all four. According to the change, I think a lot of times, that's why you have so many miracle stories. I have maybe out of my 570 stories, I might have over 100 called miracle type of stories. There are a lot of tremendous cases. I'll share with you another story also with sicknesses. It's amazing also. There was somebody, it was David Goldwasser. He's known, Baruch Hashem, big Talmud Chacham, big person, Mechazek King. So somebody told me he was in his Chabura, now it's maybe, was it 15 or 20 years ago? He told me this two summers ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I think he told me this. Maybe it was 2.5 years ago. He told me like this. He said, somebody in the Chabura had the Machla. He says, first he said it was stage 3, exactly what it was. So David Goldwasser told everybody in the group, everybody should learn Chafetz Chaim to Halachas. He knew it. Rav understood that. That's very chashuv. We all did. I actually called him back to find out that he do it with somebody else. He said, no, everybody in the Chabura did it. We didn't do it as a unit, as a together. Each one did, maybe as if it was five, but he said he did it himself. And he tells me, this is maybe going 20 years ago, 15 or 20 years ago, he said, my friend in the Chabura had a total, unfortunately, he says, now, Baruch Hashem, yeah, maybe it's 15 years, he's living in Eretz Yisrael, 100%. I even asked him, are you still learning? He goes, yeah. Why not? Why stop? When you don't, a person who continues learning it, you have hatzlacha tremendous. A little move, a person goes out and you have hatzlacha. Little move. And I remember one guy, it sounds funny, but it's true. He told me his father learned by the Mancha Shiva, and he had a problem with his leg. He had pains in his leg. It wasn't dangerous, but he had pains. So his father told him, learn Chafetz Chaim. So he told me almost like a joke. I remember speaking to him. I couldn't believe he said that to me. He says, every time I started learning it, every time, the pain went away. And when I stop learning it, the pain comes back. Almost as if Hashem is saying, listen, my child, go, go. I remember one story where there was somebody who was having, what was the story? He was having a child, was having, I'm trying to remember, it was twins, and he was having a child, right? And his wife, they found out the wife needed some kind of procedure. So it was because she had some kind of thing, that problem with her, so they needed to do an early delivery. And he told his wife, we got to do something, it's not good. And they decided to learn Chafetz Chaim. Right after that, the doctor checked her. Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. They had the baby, I think it was twins, yeah. They had the babies. And right after that, it came back. The problem came back. So he told his wife, you know, we stopped. Let's learn it again. So he told me, they started learning it, and it went away. It's almost like you're making a trick with Hashem, but it's not a trick. You know what it is, really? Like I said before. Because you changed. Even though in the end result you're doing it so you can get the refuah, but what really happens if you change? So in the end result, even though you did it for the beginning for one other reason, but what really happens? You become a different human being. A person says, "Oh, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm doing this step A. I'm doing it. Let's say to get some money. But in the end result, when he's doing it to get money, he becomes a tzaddik. He becomes a different person. He changes his midas. Beautiful." Person starts learning, you become a different person, and change, things happen, and tremendous bracha happen. Today, I have a story, a brand new story, maybe the last story I heard, this was today. I was teaching in the cheder, and a boy came over to me, and this is a beautiful message also. The boy came over to me, he says, I told my neighbor, learn Chafetz Chaim. They have two kids in Shidduchim, a son and a daughter. So learn it. So this is beautiful. You should know, everybody who hears this recording, even if you're learning it for years, or a year, half a year, when you hear what I'm saying now, get others. You could change worlds. If everybody who listens to the recording gets a few people, it'll change worlds of so many people, and those people could change others. We can have Mashiach right away. We don't have to wait so long. We're waiting and waiting. If enough people learn it, we'll have Mashiach. This is what Rav Elie Brudny, Rosh Yeshiva Mir Yeshiva, said to the Bachram. He was giving a little shir thing to the Bachram, and he asked them, who's learning Chafetz Chaim? And many people raised their hand, and they were Masifta boys, high school boys. And he said, this is going to bring Mashiach. And exactly, the more people get it. So this boy went, and he got his neighbor to start learning it. And he told me the family did it. I think they did the Daily Companion, but he told me he's going to get the number of the neighbor. I could try to call them up. When they were about to finish 4 months, one of the two kids, it was a boy, one was a girl, and now this past week, I think it was, the second child got engaged, which was a little bit after the 4 months, which is amazing. Now, people ask me a bunch of times, well, you know, about how long to do it. I tell everybody, Be'ez Hashem, within a year. I see it all the time. I do have half my stories within 4 months, yes, maybe more. But it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he sees the change, how Baruch Hu works. But a man Shashiva promised he's going to help you. That's a big promise. That's really why I plan Be'ez Hashem to do it till 120, for that reason itself. Does anybody in the world not want somebody to be in front of Shemayim when we go up to in front of Hashem, which is very scary after 120? We'll have somebody that says, hey, Bishter, he's been learning it for 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 50 years. Help him out! What? We got somebody helping to defend you in Shemayim? Forget about what you're going to do. Even if you never say Lashon Hara, it doesn't matter. You got to be a defender. For that reason, I personally, that's why I think I'm hopefully Be'ez Hashem, I'll never stop. Because yeah, why not? For 3 minutes, I can get a defender and get Zechusim and get Allah, get Yir Shemayim, hear, learn the Chofetz Chaim, what he says, the Torah that he says. I had somebody call me this week, a few days ago. I don't call it a story, but I got a big inspiration. He said to me like this. He said that he learns the Baruch Hashem every day, and he got somebody did something not nice to him. He said he was very angry. I didn't understand the whole message. He told me a certain type of anger. He must embarrass and hurt him. And then he opened the book, the Chofetz Chaim, the English, one of the books he was learning. And he tells me that day was all about judging others favorably and looking at somebody else, maybe you, if you're in that situation. And then it hit him. He says he did the same thing to somebody else when he was younger. And he remembered, he did. He said, what? I'm going to feel hurt and bothered by what he did, and I did the exact same thing to somebody else even many when I was younger? That helped him tremendously. Can you imagine? He didn't forget Lashon Hara. Just by learning it, it goes into your neshama. It goes into you, become a better person, more happy. Many people told me they become a change of life, of happiness. There's forgetting, you get Olam Haba. You knock off Yaveh. So many things happen, but there's another thing. You get the regular benefit of being a happier person. And if you learned it many times, you can switch in other books. There's other books I advise, let's say anybody here heard it, learned Daily Companion 5 times. But Menashe, I want to change. So then there's another book called Family Lesson a Day. There's a picture of a father and son made by, Rabbi Finkelman. Finkelman was the editor for Daily Companion, the Blue Book, and he wrote his own book about 10 years later called Family Lesson a Day, which I have many miracle stories there. And then, there's another book called Joseph Drazen Edition, Rabbi Dana, a red cover. Also, have about 50 stories of that. You have Love Your Neighbor. You have Guard Your Tongue, and you have other books also. You have Yeshua's of Bracha also, in being careful with Lashon Hara. I have some now. People might say to yourself, "Okay, I did it many years." Person might come to say, "I did it 5, 10 years," and it goes into the person's mind. I could say, "I stop. It's 15 years." Let's say he married off his kids. He's a grandfather. People, I'm speaking here, older people, grandfather, great-grandfather. Everything's good, all my children. And I know Hashem's going to give me bracha. No, you should continue learning it. I'll tell you a maisa, Moedig maisa, which I said once, but it's also a nice story. His name is, okay, I won't say it, I said it once. I met him, he's a mashkiach, he's in his maybe mid-60s. He told me he's been learning it so many years, a long time. And he was telling me that in the middle, after 10, 15 years of learning it, he learned it with his wife. He said, you know what, maybe we'll stop. We got it into us 15 years. You're learning 15 years, you did it 3 times. That means 45 times you went through the book. It's party in the Shema. So he was thinking to change. And then he met a big tzaddik in Lakewood, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen. You'll see from the story that he has Ruach HaKodesh. And he went over, he was talking to him, and all of a sudden, in the middle of talking to him, he turns to him and says, Rabbi, whatever. He says, don't stop learning Chofetz Chaim until 120. Never stop. He was like, what? He didn't even tell him that he's learning it and he's stopping. He was shocked. He told me, because he said that, me and my wife still learn it. And Baruch Hashem, as to how your kids, all nachas, which I say that all the time. Anybody could challenge me. Anybody listens to me, you could challenge what I'm saying now. And I don't believe there's any human on this earth that could say not. If you're learning it for many, many years, I'm not talking about if your kids are already 15, 20. At least started, they're young. Even older also, but I can't say this guarantee. And you and your wife are learning the Chofetz Chaim, two halachas, and you're learning it right, you will have nachas or your kids from A to Z if you continue doing it to 120. I'm telling you. And even you'll have Hatzacha even later, but when you start young, and there's also a natural, we call it Teva thing. When you learn it, your family watches. One person is in my name, Geller. But Geller, who lives in my about a few blocks away from me, he said the beautiful line. He says it, and he says it with passion, emotion. He has shidduchim, kids. He told me, when you get a husband and wife to do it, it's the husband's friends, neighbors, relatives, the wife's friends, neighbors, relatives, the children, the family, even sometimes who knows how many people. You're changing a world. If a husband and wife does it, I'm telling you, any husband and wife that learns it, you're going to change a world, not a family. And who knows how many times, who knows, maybe one of the people, the father or mother, is going to be in a meeting. And there might be 100 people in the meeting, and one guy starts saying Lashon Hara. And you get up, excuse me, it's Lashon Hara, and you stop the conversation, which I heard one person, that beautiful story, he was with 20 people, Balabatan, they were making a shul, and one guy started saying Lashon Hara about the Rav, something, and he said, guys, it's Lashon Hara. And he said, he was learning it for about a year already. He says, only because I'm learning it, I could say such a, have the power to do it. He was a Balabas, but he had the power to say it. The more you learn, you give, Hashem gives you koyach, power to fight for the etabishes Torah, to fight for the mouth, to be careful with the mouth. You get koyach, Hashem gives you strength. And a person starts learning, it becomes a different person, and all of a sudden you change the world. And all of a sudden you look around the world, you say, wow, the whole world's changing. Hashem will bring Mashiach in a much better light, better world. The world will be white with clean. That's what Eibishah says right before Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to make the world white, clean. So I was thinking, how is it going to be clean? We have so much of it. What's he going to do? No. He's going to give a little schizik, inspiration. He's going to do it in even a positive way. This is a beautiful way. Open the book, open 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and you become a different person. You become inspired. We just went through Purim. Baruch Hashem, Purim. It was a big you know, we were looking for Yeshua now. We had a Yeshua in Purim. Right, we're now 2024. And Mamish Pesach is right around the corner. And I had 4 stories in one day. I remember for 1 or 2 days I didn't have any stories. I said, ooh. And I got 4 stories. And I couldn't, but somebody in my class. And he said to me, yeah, I have a story for you. But I thought, wow, this is a big story. He said his aunt had the machla. His aunt had the machla. So he told his mother, let's learn Chofetz Chaim together. And the mother had some kind of surgery, a procedure. He told me, I'm doing with my mother, and my aunt had a total refuah shleimah. The machla's not there. And he plans on learning it, maybe for, who knows, forever. It's a protection for the aunt, protection for the family. That was the first story. The second story was, I was going to one of the rabbis, actually my school, and the kid was in my class. So the wife says, I have a story for you. He says, I was learning it, I wasn't learning it yet. This was already, I don't know how long, maybe a couple years ago. They had a problem with his daughter, high school. They were getting some kind of help, special help, money. They had to spend a lot of money. And they started learning it, her and her husband. She didn't hop right away. She didn't realize right away, but she didn't have to get any more tutoring. And after a while, it came in the head, wow, my daughter's getting better. Without the issue, they weren't concentrating, but they were noticing the daughter was getting better without any money. And it was like amazing. They realized, what was the difference? They're learning it together. The husband and wife learning together. That was the second story. And I think the third one is the best one. This is I think was the best one. Was this man came over to me. This was already Purim night. It was after the Suda or whatever. There was Purim night, if I'm not mistaken. He came over to me. He spoke to me maybe 15 minutes or so. I was trying to concentrate. It was that night. And he tells me, you don't know what happened to me. You can't imagine. He says, you spoke over a year ago. He told me where I spoke. I was shocked. I was spoke in a place, telling a few people to do it. Sometimes you might feel a little embarrassed to tell people. No, don't be embarrassed. Go. So I said, I started telling people there. And he told me, he said, I had a problem. My wife was right before having a child. It was the last month. And it was breach. You know, breach, everybody knows that word, we're always worried about. Breach means there's a problem in the having the child. And he told his wife, I heard Rabbi Menashe, let's do it. Let's learn it. He started doing this blue book, Daily Companion, I think it was. He started doing it with his wife, 1 week, I think it was. It was ready in the 9th month, 1 week, I think it was. Within a week, the doctor checked the baby. The baby's everything good. Like, what? The doctor was surprised. What? 1 week, everything good. And Baruch Hashem, everything worked out. Every child was born. Everything was good. And he said, I had more yeshuas. He had something with his sons, had some kind of thing on his face, and they were having problems. I couldn't concentrate on that part of the story. And he had a third yeshua. He said, I'm doing it now for a year. I think him and his wife, a year. 1 year. He says, it's such a different life. He was like so, he really wanted to just pick me up and say, it's a different life. I saw him. He was so excited. He was much more excited than me. I'm like, you don't understand. And it was like a guy walking by, like, you don't understand. It's a different life. My life is they realize 1 year later, you're different humans. It's like, and you know what's so sad sometimes, I think? The people that don't learn it and almost started learning it, it's unreal. I feel pain. Because what happens is I realized if they started learning it as one person, I remember he told me this, it was a nice line he said, but I was like, whoa. He said to me, I heard you saying it, I did not really want to do it. I heard you, I said, I have good stories. I heard your stories, but I didn't want to do it. And then I said to myself, all right, because he has an aunt and not married, I think it was. And he said to me, it's a different life. And he said a powerful line to me. He says, I couldn't believe it. I almost didn't start learning it. And he, like, to him, was like, whoa, maybe would have been his biggest mistake in his life. And this I tell to people, when you start learning it, you become. And there was a fourth story also, that was a story somebody told me, I spoke in a school, Oros Beis Yaakov, a few years ago. And he told me that his sister started to learn it from one of his, either brother or sister, and they finished 4 months, and right after that got engaged. It was a smaller story, but it was a chizik story also. I have a story that's interesting. This is going back already maybe 3 weeks ago. I was in Gourmet Glot. I wanted to say it last week, I forgot. And it was a guy came over to me, and he says I think it was Winner's White. He's like, he got excited. I have a story. I wanted to tell it to you, but I didn't have a chance. He was going to call me. I don't know. I'll tell it to you now. He says, I was looking to get a mortgage. Now, I don't know if you know what mortgages now. It's not so simple. The rates are higher. It's not posh. He was trying to get a mortgage. It wasn't posh. It wasn't simple. He told his wife, let's learn Chafetz Chaim to Halachas. Give me 4 months. The guy was a sharp, smart guy. He goes, I think we could do it in 4 months. Let's get 4 months, and we're going to get the mortgage. Okay, and hopefully, I think he's going to continue also now, Bez Hashem. He said 2 days, I think it was about 2 days before the 4 months was finished, he got the mortgage. He tells me, Mamish, the mortgage. And actually, now I'm getting a lot of, you should know, anybody's looking to buy a house or rent, I have a lot of stories. I have to look up from the last 4 or 5 years. I'm sure I have over 10, maybe much more. But I'm getting stories, and I notice there's a tremendous yata d'shmai to find it. Find a house, find rental. I'll tell you a story right now that told me this week. A man came over to me, and if you know the prices, you're not going to believe the story is true. I know the price a little bit with my kids and whatever, got engaged. Listen to this amazing story. He tells me like this. He was looking, and he found something that didn't make sense. Very cheap and very good deal. But there was somebody right before him. He said, that's finished. There's no way he's going to get it. It was a person that was my mom's holding by renting it. And he told his wife, let's learn Chafetz Chaim. And I'll make a kabbalah. He made a kabbalah. He said, he didn't start yet. He made a kabbalah means he said, I'm going to do it. But he made it like a condition. He says, if we get the apartment, we're going to make kabbalah, we accept upon ourselves, both me and his wife, that we're going to learn Chafetz Chaim until at least we stay in the rental. Let's say we rent it for 3 years, 2 years. As long as we stay there, we will learn Chafetz Chaim. That means if we stay there for 5 years, we'll learn at least 5 years. That's what he told me. He said, the next thing he knows, the other guy backed out. It was unreal. And you want to know how much it was? I'll tell you, you're not going to believe it. $1,650, $1,650, including utilities, 2 bedrooms, and 12 minutes away walking from Yeshiva. Now, you know the rents are like crazy numbers, 18, 19, the numbers are going up, up, up. It's not normal. And he told me, how do you show in rental? I have also stories with people buying houses left and right. Buying a house, one guy already forgot the story already. Maybe it's about a year ago. I don't even know if I ever said it, but Rabin, he told me that he said on Friday, the price was too high. And he started learning it. I don't remember if he did it with his wife or not. He said to me, by Sunday, we were able, he's like, I'm not allowed to tell him. He tells me it must be family gave him money. I don't know. He says, I can't tell you how we got the money. But by Sunday, we were able to get the money and buy the house. And he told me what it's such a look like. It was like a miracle. He didn't want to tell me because I knew him a little bit. So then Achab, who was giving him? In the end result, he told me, it was basically, it sounded like a miracle. And Baruch Hashem, many, many people have little move, a little effort. Your life changes. So many things, people start doing it. Bracha happens on and on. I want to read you two sheets, which I might have read separate times, but I got inspiration from these both. The wedding's coming up, so I want to mention it to everybody. April 4th. This is April 4th. The wedding. There's a wedding of April 4th. I have the letter right over here, but I'm not going to, I don't know if she wants me to tell the story, but I could say the first name. Her name is Sarah. I just wanted to thank you, this is what she writes to me, I just wanted to thank you for inspiring my friend and I to learn the Daily Companion. We started a bit over 8 months ago, and my friend got engaged the second to last day of the book on a second round, and I got engaged a week later. I really felt that it made a difference in my life, and it made me into a better person. Sincerely, Sarah somebody. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you the second cause, and both letters have in common. Now, I have hundreds of this, but many people don't write me. Now, lately, I'm telling people, text me the messages of the story, because they just say it to me on the phone. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we took your advice, and the two of us, husband and wife, father and mother, have been learning together the Blue Book of Chofetz Chaim Daily, Companion Daily. We were zeicha that our 28-year young daughter became a kala before we finished the book the first time. Hashem should bench you. May we lead clients or direct direction. May we be zeicha together to greet Mashiach said Kenu b'mermenu. And I actually went to the wedding of the second one. And I remember the mother got so excited when she heard our Menashe. She got up, stood up, and she said to me, "You don't understand. I have my younger daughter was already married. I told my husband we got to do this blue book. I did it with my husband. Now he's more excited to learn than me." Both stories have one powerful line in common. They understood it's not just the Yeshua. They're excited. Well, why is the husband more excited now? The daughter got married. No. They understood they become better people. What's the purpose of the world? Why did Hashem make us now? Hashem made us because he wants us to be better. The Vilna Gaon says that reason why we're in this world is to change our midos, to become a better people. If a person stays the same he was when he was 2 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, then he wasted his life. His purpose in life is to make a change. And here is an easier 3-minute change, a 3-minute reason, and that's it. Yeah, that's where you're putting the effort. You're putting the effort to learn it, and Hashem opens up little by little, step by step. And here are two stories I had one other one which I was gonna read, but I was trying to prepare right before. And let me see if I was trying to prepare before, but I'll just say it by heart. It's a husband and wife. I saw them Sunday. I might have said it last recording. If I did, I'll just review it again. There's a message from this story anyway. Also, the husband and wife very excited about my stories. He's a Rebbe actually. He's very inspired, but he has this story. It makes him even more excited about it. He said both of them decided to, they're learning the book together, the Daily Companion, the blue one, and each one decided they're going to have in mind for something. The wife had in mind, I'm doing it for parnasa, money. Right? The husband had in mind for her son. His son is struggling in high school. He's not doing so well. Okay? So they're learning together. And I have to ask him if they had in mind every day. My wife asked me this question, actually. I'm not sure if they had in mind the beginning when they're learning it or every day. I'm not sure, but it could be. Davening, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe to have that in mind. Not sure. Anyway, on day 30, his son got a chavrusa, got somebody to learn with him. And Baruch Hashem, he's much, much better. She told me, I can't believe it. And then the wife said, this is amazing. Day 39, they got a message from the unemployment. What was the story? 4 years ago, they were trying to get unemployment during Corona time. And they couldn't get it, but they were trying. They were supposed to something. They had been waiting for 4 years. Now they started learning it. On day 39, they get a message. We're going to mail you the first installment. Day 41, they got the first installment. It was a lot of money. I'm not sure if they get over 10,000 for sure. I forgot the number. They didn't say the number, how much it was in the message, but I think they told me when I met them. And they got both the shoes, 45 days, 50 days already, the mamish bracha. And here they had in mind, but again, they were so excited, and I think the excitement comes not from the story. The people that call me up to tell me the story, the excitement comes because the person changes. You become a different person, a different life. I know one person, I got a lot of inspiration. He told me when I was in a shul, he said to me, they daven mincha. About 40 people come to daven mincha. Get ready for this. This is for sure going to help Mashiach come. And while they're working, they have a working day, they come together, 40 people coming to daven mincha. Get ready for this. And they also learn a couple of minutes, maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes of Chafetz Chaim, the 40 people. Can you imagine how beautiful this is? They're stopping their business, stopping the work. Everybody stop! Stop all the money making and everything in order to deal with HaKadosh Baruch, to talk to Hashem, davening. And then, to Me'oir, to be careful with the mouth, 40 people learning Chafetz Chaim in the middle of the day. What? The Ibisha says, look at my children, you're doing this? When you're busy making money and making parnas, you have to take care of your family, but you're taking time from your own life of what, the running, doing the parnas, and able to say, yes, stop everything, let's talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's be careful with our mouth. Another person told me also, he had a group, he's involved, I think it's a business group, and he's like one of the big speakers there, and he tells rabbis, everybody, all the women, there's women on the worker and men, he tells everybody, he says, everybody, one thing we have to be careful with our mouth. And he learns it, and he's machazik them also. He says he does, his whole family does it, and he's one of the high people in the speaking. And he said, I tell the people, we have to be careful with lashon hara. And I'm going to end off with this message, Be'ez Hashem, that anybody who's learning it, you know what I'm talking about. I know when I speak sometimes places, and I see a lot of people looking, I see from the faces there, so many of them learning it. And I see from other people, they're looking at me like surprised, and I know if they would learn it, they understand how special it is. I want to end off this message, it's a powerful message also, that we are now in a very rough time in the world. If you look what's going on, the world all over with Russia and wars and Eretz Yisrael, and we still the captives of Gehenna, what they're going through. We forget about it totally because it's so removed, but it's not too far. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's Mamish, our brothers and sisters. And there's a lot of the wars, and who knows what's going on, fire and all the tzaris, all the Gehenna. And he says, we have a zechus. We could use the power of the mouth and say, Hashem, look, the koyach of the mouth, we're davening. Our mouth, our tefillah, was going to open up the gates by being careful with lashon hara. When you're careful with lashon hara, the Eber says, me the keneged me, that I'm going to speak good about you, my children. When you're careful with the mouth and be careful with lashon hara, Hashem says, you close your mouth, lashon hara, and you say the good things, I'm going to say good things of you in Shemayim. The malachim can't say a word. The Eber says, you're right. Your children are coming back to you. Bring them back. And Abisha says, why not? Why can't I bring them back? Look, thousands and thousands, I know myself, thousands are doing this. So hopefully there's hundreds of thousands, maybe, hopefully it'll be millions. Million? If we get a million people to learn Chofetz Chaim, don't think it's impossible, we could do it. If a million Yiddish and Neshamas would be learning it, what? It's impossible that Mashiach doesn't come. Impossible. And you say, a million? No problem. I have one group has thousands of people. I sometimes speak to them, of women doing it all over the world. You can change the world. And Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, my children, I see what you're doing. And I see you care for the mouth. You're trying. So I'm also going to try. I'm going to try to bring the Beis Hamikdash. And I'm going to help you along. I'm going to guide you along. I'm going to bring Mashiach. And Be'ez Hashem will be zeichet to such a bracha. The Abishah said, yes, my children, I've waited so many years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, die on the tzaras of the world. And say, Hashem will say, my children, I love you. Now you have Aves Chinam. No more sinners Chinam. And Hashem will redeem his children, build the third Beis Hamikdash, and finally will come home to our Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't forget to hit the follow button and share with others. Do it now. And Be'ez Hashem will be Zeich. Hopefully Mashiach will come right now.